And we move to the next case for this morning, which is United States v. Fernandez.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Tim Fischella, and I represent Maria Cid Adriatico Fernandez in this matter. The main substantive issue before the Court is whether the District Court properly assessed a three-point addition to the offense level for Ms. Fernandez for preparing more than six sets of fraudulent marriage documents pursuant to 2L2.1 B2A of the sentencing guidelines. The District Court found that the government did meet its burden with respect to that and did assess these additional 3 points. These additional 3 points were critical to Ms. Fernandez because she was otherwise really an ideal candidate for probation. She was, at the time of her plea, 54 years of age. She had no criminal history of any kind. She was college educated. She was a certified nurse's assistant and gainfully employed. She was extremely active in her community as well as church organizations. As well as with regard to the offense, as compared to her co-defendants, the evidence was that Ms. Fernandez, in many cases, had very minimal, if any, financial gain from this. It was really a matter where Ms. Fernandez was, albeit wrong-minded, but thought she was doing something to help out other people. She took responsibility for two of the marriages, two of the seven marriages, and five of those marriages were in dispute. At the sentencing hearing, no live testimony was presented. Instead, there was a series of reports completed by the agent in charge of the case, who was Agent Lowe, including an interview with Ms. Fernandez from November 12th of 2009. And there were one or two specific sentences in that report that were really relied upon in the court in determining that all seven marriages, that Ms. Fernandez did knowingly participate in all seven marriages. And really that one sentence, and I'm paraphrasing, is that purportedly Ms. Fernandez told the agent that she presumed that all marriages that came from Ms. Cruz, who was really the mastermind of this operation, were quote-unquote business marriages. The fact that Ms. Fernandez told the agents that was disputed in her sentencing memorandum through her attorneys.
Was it disputed through her testimony? Did she testify that she didn't tell the agent that?
No, Your Honor. She did not testify at the sentencing hearing, nor were there any proceedings where she testified.
Was she there?
She was there, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. And the attorney did all the talking, right?
Yes, Your Honor. The attorney, through his written memorandum that was previously filed, filed these denials on behalf of Ms. Fernandez, and then also at the sentencing hearing denied that she said that as well. That's not to say, and it's not the argument that was made at the district court and not the argument here, that this statement was completely made up by the ICE agents. That was not the position. What happened was, in a little context to the interview, as I previously stated, Ms. Fernandez was 54. She had no previous interaction with law enforcement during this interview. She had no criminal history. She does speak English fluently, but her first language, she was born in the Philippines. So she does, when you talk to her, have difficulty coming up with certain words at certain times. She was not represented by counsel at this interview. And at the time, she was aware that Ms. Cruz, or at least anecdotally aware that Ms. Cruz was a matchmaker. And when she was making statements to the agents, she was trying to be as forthcoming as possible. She was trying to be as honest as possible and admitted, yes, in hindsight, I probably should have known that, yes, all the marriages that came through Ms. Cruz were, in fact, arranged marriages. But the dispute was really what was meant by the statement. At the time that she was computing or completing these documents, as was set forth in the sentencing memorandum, she did not know that all of them were fraudulent marriages.
Was this any kind of a, she's from Philippines, was there any kind of ethnic connection to these marriages, or was it just all kinds of people?
Yes, Your Honor, and that's actually part of the interesting part of it, and part of the other dispute is that some of these marriages didn't even come through Ms. Cruz, and that was also put in the sentencing memorandum. Ms. Cruz was extremely involved in the Filipino community, specifically the Catholic Filipino community. So some of the, she had a reputation in that community for somebody who knew how to prepare documents, legal, and as she accepted, certain ones were illegal, but she knew how to complete these documents, so people came to her for assistance. She wrote, in trying to be helpful, she actually wrote a follow-up email to this agent 2 days later, and that was also submitted as part of her statement, where she explains to the agent that this, what I just told the court, that she prepares documents, she's prepared documents for family members, she's prepared documents for other people in the community. She should have been more careful by preparing in these cases for people she didn't maybe know as well. But my long answer to that is yes, she has very, mostly these marriages involved Filipino.
Well, I'm assuming that, but I you know, some think she's helping, and others, I know it's tough. You know, she pleaded. You say she pleaded guilty to two of them. What was the conviction?
Yes, Your Honor. She, in her plea agreement, she acknowledged in that written plea one marriage, and then at sentencing, she had acknowledged another marriage as well.
Knew, that she knew was fraud.
Yes.
And then the other, she's saying she didn't know or didn't have to know or something like that.
Yes, Your Honor. The other five, she said she did not know at the time. Some of them she subsequently learned about. Some of them, even if you accept that statement from the agents that she knew that all of them came through Cruz, were quote-unquote business, the information that was submitted to the district court was that two of those, and I believe it was the marriage of LB and LL and MS and, or I'm sorry, GS and MU did not actually come through Cruz. They came through her contacts in the, one came through a friend, Jose Navarro, that was GS and MU, and LL and LB came through somebody she knew through a charitable organization, so not through Cruz.
There was there marriage, any marriages that came through this matchmaking, whatever they want to call it, that were legit, as far as she's concerned. She thought some were, but is this something that people were brought together like they do on Matchmaker and that kind of stuff, whatever they are? I mean, I'm just curious of how this proceeds, because obviously there's most of the marriage fraud that we're concerned about is where you try to get the I-130 and, you know, immigration stuff.
And that's what this involved. This, basically, the allegations in the district court were that there was Ms. Cruz, who was sort of, I don't want to, the mastermind, basically. She would kind of put these people together. She would get paid certain amounts of money, $10,000, $15,000, somewhere in that neighborhood.
A lot of money.
Yes. Yeah. And what the evidence also showed is that Ms. Fernandez sometimes wouldn't get paid for the marriages she put together. Sometimes she would get paid $150. Sometimes she would get paid $400. But nothing more than that that I can recall offhand. So her role in this was, and again, wrong-minded, but she certainly was not out there to retire off this money. That was not her intention here.
What's her status right now?
Your Honor, she has been incarcerated since June 22nd. She's has a sentence of 10 months, so she will be, I believe, 5 months on next week.
So she got, what, 4 or 5 months ago or something?
Yes, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. And if the court doesn't have any further questions, I would ask to reserve time for rebuttal.
I should ask. Is she a citizen?
Yes, Your Honor. I believe she, yes. She is married to a U.S. citizen. She is.
She's married to a U.S. citizen.
And she is a citizen, I believe,
okay.
Now.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeoman.
May it please the Court. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Jason Yeoman. I'm representing the United States here today. I'm going to start with the first issue that counsel raised, both in his brief and before the district court, which was the issue of the three-level enhancement for preparing documents, six or more documents related to marriages that the defendant knew were fraudulent. The evidence that the government submitted at the defendant's sentencing, which was attached to the government's version of the offense, consisted of a number of reports of interviews, including a report of an interview conducted by immigration agents with the defendant. During the defendant's interview, she made a number of admissions, both general admissions and specific admissions. She admitted generally that she knew that the organizer of the scheme, her friend Maria Cruz, or the conspiracy, I should say, was a matchmaker who arranged business marriages. She admitted that she presumed all of the marriages that Ms. Cruz referred to her were business marriages. And she identified the seven marriages at issue as individuals for whom she prepared immigration documents in the context of discussing these referrals from Cruz. And she also stated that she did not care that these were business marriages so long as she did not see the individuals exchange money. She also made a number of specific admissions about the marriages at issue. In some instances, saying she knew some of the marriages were fraudulent because in one instance, she met the individuals at a McDonald's to prepare their immigration documents. In addition to the report of the defendant's interview, there was also reports attached to the government's version of the offense with other participants in fraudulent marriages who talked about how Maria Cruz referred them to the defendant for preparation of their immigration documents, sometimes specifically with the defendant and Maria Cruz in the same room together when the introduction was made. That was all of the evidence that was presented to the district court at sentencing. The defendant did not file her own version of the offense. She did not testify at the sentencing. So the district court was more than within its rights to rely on what the evidence that was submitted, rely on the factual findings as contained in the PSR. There was no evidence, as counsel has suggested, there's no evidence in the record that she disputed any of these statements. Her attorney made certain statements at sentencing, but the defendant did not testify. She did not submit anything that would suggest that she did not make the statements that she made to the immigration officers. There's also no evidence that any of these marriages came from anyone else than Maria Cruz. And even before this court, counsel for defendant is saying that some of these marriages didn't come from Cruz when they're specifically contradicted by the defendant's own statement to the immigration agents. And with respect to the example of individual LB and individual LL, which counsel before this court has said the defendant still denies that those were Cruz-related marriages, in her statement to the ICE agents, she specifically said that was the first set of documents that she prepared for marriages related to Maria Cruz.
Now, I assume at the hearing the testimony is from the lawyer saying she didn't connect with these or something. He's basically reciting a lot of things that contradict what she told the agents. Is that what you're saying?
He and his attorney and her attorney below are saying are not presenting evidence. They're presenting argument. They're saying.
I know. I'm just saying what was presented was the attorney's arguments, not her testimony.
Correct, Your Honor.
And she didn't stand up or refute any of it or whatever.
That's correct. Nor did she present any other evidence that would otherwise refute the evidence in the reports and other documents that the government submitted along with its version of the offense. So for that reason, the district court did not commit clear error in determining that the government met its burden in showing the defendant's awareness that she prepared false immigration documents related to seven marriages that she knew were fraudulent, Your Honors. With respect to the second issue raised in the defendant's brief, the district court also properly considered the 3553A factors and imposed a reasonable sentence in this case at the low end of the guidelines. The district court considered both the defendant's mitigating arguments and also arguments that he believed were aggravating, particularly to this case, and imposed a sentence at the low end of the guidelines, which I think is clearly reasonable in this case. And the defendant's arguments to the contrary are simply just rehash arguments that were raised at the district court. So unless the panel has any questions, I would ask the court to affirm the sentence that was imposed in this case by the district court.
I don't believe so. Thank you, counsel. Any time? Good. 1 minute.
Just briefly, Your Honors. The issue initially is to the marriage that involved meeting at the McDonald's. It was specifically submitted in her report that she was initially suspicious of this marriage because of them meeting at the McDonald's, but her fears were assuaged when the parties told her that they were meeting at the McDonald's because they had just moved in together and they had boxes all over the place. And so with regard to that, and that information was provided from Ms. Fernandez through her attorneys. Certainly, I guess it could have been done, an affidavit could have been attached that the attorneys are, Ms. Fernandez has read the content of the sentencing memorandum, and she affirms that the information told there is the truth. However, that came from her trial counsel and came from her as her agent, representing that those were the assertions that she was making and the factual disputes that she had with regard to those allegations. I see my time is up unless the court has any further questions.
Thank you. Thanks again to both counsel. This will be taken under advice.